This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. David models a hard lesson for most of us to learn in the last half of 1 Samuel. He had been anointed to be the king of Israel under God's direction. God had rejected Saul as king, but Saul was still on the throne. Throughout these chapters, he was threatening and seeking to kill David. On a number of occasions, David had opportunity to kill Saul, but he refused. He kept affirming that he would not presume to attack God's anointed. While thinking about these events, I was reminded of a short verse I wrote some years ago, which captures what David exemplified. It's an impact thought in the form of a prayer. Lord, teach me what it means a faithful child to be, one who never lags behind nor runs ahead of thee. How easy it is for us to linger and lag behind the Lord when He has given us clear marching orders, or at other times, to run ahead of Him when we think we have a clear impression of His will. The lagging behind is often caused when we realize the price we must be willing to pay to do God's bidding. The running ahead is usually the result of impatience, wanting God to clear the way for His will to happen, but on my timetable. David proved himself faithful to God and was ready to assume his reign, but he didn't want to make it happen by his own efforts. He wanted God to do what needed to be done for him to become the king. Often I need to repeat the prayer I penned years ago. Lord, teach me what it means a faithful child to be, one who never lags behind nor runs ahead of thee.